No butter or flesh meats of any kind come on my table. Cake is seldom found there. I generally have an ample supply of fruits, good bread, and vegetables. Our table is always well patronized, and all who partake of the food do well, and improve upon it. All sit down with no epicurean appetite, and eat with relish the bounties supplied by our Creator. Food sweetened as required, no sugar on table -530 CD486.1 on the Carter's Health Reformer, December, 1879. While parents and children were eating of their dainties, my husband and myself partook of our simple repast, at our usual hour, at 1 p.m., a graham bread without butter, and a generous supply of fruit. We ate our meal with a keen relish, and with thankful hearts that we were not obliged to carry a popular grocery with us to provide for a capricious appetite. We ate heartily, and felt no sense of 487 hunger until the next morning. The boy with his oranges, nuts, popcorn, and candies, found us poor customers. In 1873, a little milk and some sugar -530 CD486.2 encountering difficulties and resultant compromises letter 83, 1901-10. Over 30 years ago I was often in great weakness. Many prayers were offered in my behalf. It was thought that flesh meat would give me vitality, and this was, therefore, my principal article of diet. But instead of gaining strength, I grew weaker and weaker. I often fainted from exhaustion. Light came to me, showing me the injury men and women were doing to the mental, moral, and physical faculties by the use of flesh meat. I was shown that the whole human structure is affected by this diet, that by it man strengthens the animal propensities and the appetite for a liquor. CD 487.1. I have once cut meat out of my bill of fare. After that I was at times placed where I was compelled to eat a little meat. At times compelled to eat a little meat when other food was not available -699 CD 487.2. Note dot hyphen hyphen from the time of her girlhood, Mrs. White was burdened with writing and public ministry, and was therefore obliged to place the responsibilities of the domestic work in her home largely upon housekeepers and cooks. She was not always able to secure the services of those trained in hygienic cookery. So there were times in her own home when various compromises had to be made between the ideal standards, and the knowledge, experience, and standards of a new cook. Then, too, much of the time while traveling, she was dependent for her food upon those whom she was visiting. Although able to subsist upon a spare diet, it sometimes seemed necessary to eat some meat, which she knew was not the best food and which was not of her own choosing. CD 487.3 lament for want of a cook -1892 letter 19C 1892-11. I am suffering more now for want of someone who is experienced in the cooking line -- to prepare things I can eat. Food is prepared in such a way that it is not appetizing, but is having the tendency to dry up the desire for food. I would pay a higher price for a cook than for any other part of my work. 488 CD 487.4 Final pledge for teetotal non-flesh diet letter 76, 1895-12. Since the camp meeting at Brighton January, 1894 I have absolutely banished meat from my table. It is an understanding that whether I am at home or abroad, nothing of this kind is to be used in my family, or come upon my table. I had much representation before my mind in the night season on this subject. CD 488.1 MS 25, 1894-13. We had plenty of good milk, fruit, and bread. I had already consecrated my table. I had freed it from all flesh meats. It is better for physical and mental soundness to refrain from living upon the flesh of animals. As far as possible we are to come back to God's original plan. From henceforth my table shall be free from the flesh of dead animals, and devoid of those things and desserts which take much time and strength to prepare. We may use fruit freely, and in different ways, and run no risk of incurring the diseases that are incurred by using the flesh of diseased animals. we should bring our appetite under control, so that we shall enjoy plain, wholesome food, and have an abundance of it, that none may suffer hunger. CD 488.2 1 year after the advanced step letter 76, 1895-14. We have a large family, and besides have many guests, but neither meat nor butter is placed upon our table. We use the cream from the milk of the cows which we feed ourselves. We purchase butter for cooking purposes from dairies where the cows are in healthy condition, and have good pasture. CD 488.3 2 years after the advanced step letter 73A, 1896-15. I have a large family which often numbers 16. In it there are men who work at the plow and who fell trees. These have most vigorous exercise, but not a particle of the flesh of animals is placed on our table. Meat has not been 489 used by us since the Brighton camp meeting. It was not my purpose to have it on my table at any time, but urgent pleas were made that such a one was unable to eat this or that, and that his stomach could take care of meat better than it could anything else. Thus I was enticed to place it on my table. CD 488.4 All who come to my table are welcome, but I place before them no meat. Grains, vegetables, and fresh and canned fruit constitute our table fare. At present we have plenty of the best oranges, and plenty of lemons. This is the only fresh fruit we can get at this season of the year. CD 489.1 I have written this to give you some idea of how we live. I never enjoyed better health than I do at the present time, and never did more writing. I rise at 3 in the morning, and do not sleep during the day. I am often up at 1 o'clock, and when my mind is especially burdened, I rise at 12 o'clock to write out matter that has been urged upon my mind. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice for His great mercy toward me. CD 489.2 Moderate Use of Nut Foods Letter 73, 1899-16. We eat no meat or butter, and use very little milk in cooking. There is no fresh fruit at this season. We have a good yield of tomatoes, but our family think much of the nuts prepared in a variety of ways. We use 1/5 as much as the recipe specifies. Tomatoes especially good -523 CD 489.3 Inadequate diet put no meat MS 82, 1901-17. When I was at Kororimbong, many that were great meat eaters came into my family, and when they would sit at my table, where not a particle of meat was served, they would say, "Well, if you have food like this, I could do without meat." I think that our food satisfies our family. I tell our family, whatever you do, do not get a poverty-stricken diet. Place enough on the table to nourish the system. You must do this. You must invent and study all the 490 time, and get up the very best dishes you can, so as not to have a poverty-stricken diet. CD 489.4 Tea and Coffee Letter 12, 1888-18. I had not bought a penny's worth of tea for years. Knowing its influence, I would not dare to use it, except in cases of severe vomiting when I take it as a medicine, but not as a beverage. CD 490.1 I am not guilty of drinking any tea except red clover top tea, and if I liked wine, tea, and coffee, I would not use these health-destroying narcotics, for I prize health and I prize a healthful example in all these things. I want to be a pattern of temperance and of good works to others. Statement regarding diet in 1902-522 CD 490.2 Simple Food Letter 150, 1903-19. My health is good. My appetite is excellent. I find that the simpler my food, and the fewer varieties I eat, the stronger I am. CD 490.3 Following the Light in 1903 Letter 45, 1903-20. In our family we had breakfast at 6:30, and dinner at 1:30. We had no supper. We would change our times of eating a little, were it not for the fact that these are the most convenient hours for some of the members of the family. CD 490.4 I eat but 2 meals a day, and still follow the light given me 35 years ago. I use no meat. As for myself, I have settled the butter question. I do not use it. This question should easily be settled in every place where the purest article cannot be obtained. We have two good Dutch cows, a Jersey and a Holstein. We use cream, and all are satisfied with this. CD 490.5 letter 62, 190321. I am 75 years old, but I do as much writing as I ever did. My digestion is good, and my brain is clear. 491 CD 490.6 Our fare is simple and wholesome. We add on our table no butter, no meat, no cheese, no greasy mixtures of food. For some months a young man who was an unbeliever, and who had eaten meat all his life, boarded with us. We made no change in our diet on his account, and while he stayed with us he gained about 20 pounds. The food which we provided for him was far better for him than that to which he had been accustomed. All who sit at my table express themselves as being well satisfied with the food provided. CD 491.1 The family not bound with rigid rules letter 127, 190422. I eat the most simple food, prepared in the most simple way. For months my principal diet has been vermicelli and canned tomatoes, cooked together. This I eat with sweetback. Then I have also stewed fruit of some kind and sometimes lemon pie. Dried corn, cooked with milk or a little cream, is another dish that I sometimes use. CD 491.2 But the other members of my family do not eat the same things that I do. I do not hold myself up as a criterion for them. I leave each one to follow his own ideas as to what is best for him. I bind no one else's conscience by my own. One person cannot be a criterion for another in the matter of eating. It is impossible to make one rule for all to follow. There are those in my family who are very fond of beans, while to me beans are poison. Butter is never placed on my table, but if the members of my family choose to use a little butter away from the table, they are at liberty to do so. Our table is set twice a day, but if there are those who desire something to eat in the evening, there is no rule that forbids them from getting it. No one complains or goes from our table dissatisfied. A variety of food that is simple, wholesome, and palatable, is always provided. CD 491.3 A statement for those who question Mrs. White's manner of eating letter 50, 190823. It is reported by some that I had not lived up to the principles of health reform, as I had advocated them with 490 to my pen. But I can say that so far as my knowledge goes, I had not departed from those principles. Those who had eaten at my table know that I had not placed flesh meats before them. CD 491.4 It is many years since I have had meat on my table at home. We never used tea or coffee. Occasionally I have used red clover blossom tea for a warm drink, but few of my family drink any fluid at our meals. The table is provided with cream instead of butter, even though we have company present. I have not used butter for many years. CD 492.1 Yet we do not have an impoverished diet. We have an abundance of dried and canned fruit. If our own fruit crop is short, we buy some in the market. Sister Gray sends me the seedless grapes, and these two make a very appetizing dish. We raise our own loganberries, and use them freely. Strawberries do not grow well in this locality, but from our neighbors we purchase blackberries, raspberries, apples, and pears. We have also